Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. For older drivers, driving is key to their independence as long as possible. However, it is important for a caregiver to recognize when it is time to limit their loved one's driving or take away the keys. Christy Horner of Vanderbilt Bill Wickerson Center is talking to me about recognizing those signs and if adaptive measures can be used. Christy, I'm sure you have completed many driver evaluations for seniors. At what point should a caregiver consider getting their loved one evaluated?
I think that's a super question, but first I want to make a point to say that I think it's really important for loved ones not to wait till it gets to that point. Oh. I think that's really important for caregivers and adult children to have these conversations with seniors way before you start thinking about should mom and dad be driving.
Okay.
You need to have that conversation in advance thinking, you know, mom, you know, there's going to be a time where I'm so glad that you're driving right now, but there's going to be a time when you might not be able to drive. And let's talk about how we're going to address that when that comes. Mm-hmm. You know, let's think about what we could put in place for when that happens. And let's just come up with a game plan. And I want to support you in driving as long as possible, but let's just go ahead and start talking about it now. The same as we should also start talking to seniors about all those issues as far as transitioning when someone is not safe to live at home alone. What are we going to do? We're going to look at assisted living options or bringing someone into the home. Same thing, I suggest the same thing about driving.
Absolutely.
Have that conversation in advance before it's crisis time. But let's say we get to that point, Stacey, where you're talking about, okay, I think, should I have this, you know, mom or dad or the senior evaluated. I think some things to consider. Definitely, if your loved one has had a medical event that affects their functional abilities, such as stroke or maybe a long, debilitating hospital stay after a hip surgery or something mm-hmm. of that nature, anytime there have been functional changes from a medical event, a driving evaluation should be considered.
Okay. How does the Bill Wickerson Center evaluate an individual?
What we do is we do work. And since we're in Vanderbilt Medical Center, mm-hmm. we do work with insurance companies.
Okay.
We bill medical insurance. Therefore, the first thing to do is we do require a physician refer them here so that we can bill the insurance. And then once they get here, we start out with two. This is basically we divide our evaluation up into two sections. One mm-hmm. is in the clinic.
Okay.
And then one is behind the wheel. And in the clinic, we start just by interviewing that person and trying to understand what their driving needs are, what mm-hmm. they plan to do, what their driving goals are. Do
right.
they plan to drive unrestricted, interstate, nighttime, everything? Or are they driving in a teeny tiny town and only want to go to very few places?
Right.
Then we take that into consideration. And then from there, we look at those skills that are needed for driving. Vision, visual skills,
mm-hmm.
a little bit with hearing. We look at reaction speed and muscle strength
mm-hmm.
and range of motion, coordination. And we look also at thinking skills and attention that are needed for driving. So those are some of the things we look at in a lot of detail in the clinic.
Okay.
And then, so those are for the basic skills of driving. And then we go behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the fun part.
Right, I'm sure.
So Vanderbilt does have a vehicle that has some controls on the driving instructor's side.
Uh-huh.
But we start out in a parking lot and try to find a parking lot that's as empty as possible. It's hard to do around Vanderbilt, of course. But we go to a more isolated parking lot. Give them time in that parking lot to adapt to this new vehicle because
right.
we take into consideration they're in a different car.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving where I ask them to drive, not
right.
where they normally drive. They may be nervous. We're taking all that into consideration. And we move from that parking lot into residential neighborhood setting and then to busier and busier traffic
mm-hmm.
and then possibly on the interstate if everything's going great. And then we go back to the clinic. We ask that a caregiver or loved one be with them for the very last part at least
okay.
when we talk about this is our recommendation based on all of our findings in the clinic and behind the wheel
right.
and perhaps their driver history. This is our recommendation, and based on that recommendation, this is how we guide you.
Okay. And what are some of the recommendations?
Well, the recommendation that everyone is hoping for, of course, is you are good to go. You are safe to drive.
Right.
Another one would be, you know, for the most part, you're doing really well, except in these situations. For example, like on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
Or if their vision has changed and we have certain guidelines that we look at, we may say, don't do any interstate driving. Or don't drive at night.
Okay.
Don't drive in inclement weather. Keep your driving in familiar areas. So we may say, continue driving with these restrictions. Or within these parameters or guidelines. Mm-hmm. Another thing may be, you know, because of a physical change that they may have experienced from either a surgery or stroke or some type of debilitating disease process, we need to look at your driving with some type of adaptive equipment because you're not using this particular limb well.
Right, right.
And so we would look at doing some driver training with adaptive equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the recommendation that people don't want to hear, which is the most difficult part of my job, is to recommend to someone that they cease, that they stop driving.
So taking the keys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where can a person go and find more information about just the Bill Wilkerson Center and what you do and all that good stuff? Where can they get more information?
We do have the information on our website for the Bill Wilkerson Center, particularly under the section for our clinic, which is called Pi Beta Phi Rehabilitation Institute.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get on the Vanderbilt website and you search in driver safety, or driving evaluations or driver evaluations, then you will most likely land on our webpage.
Okay.
So,
thank you, Christy.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.